Hi, this is Kaya.
Hi, Kaya. I'm calling you from Notebook Writing. My name is Ella James. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I was getting nervous.
I
I'm glad you called
understand.
me. Thank
Yeah,
you.
no worries. There was a slight confusion. I was under the impression that the call was scheduled for 11 PST, so I was just waiting for another hour to pass, and then I was going to call you. So I apologize for that. Okay, so how are
No
you doing
problem, no
today?
problem. I'm doing great. I'm really excited to speak to you because this children's book is just so near and dear to my heart, and I really want
Absolutely.
it to exist in the world. So I'm really grateful to have your support to make it happen.
Thank you so much for that. I'm truly humbled by your words, and I'm equally excited as you to be a part of this project, okay? So without wasting any further time, I wanted to walk you through the process really quickly so you and I we are on the same page. All right, so first thing, I have a couple of questions for you if you don't mind. I just need to better understand the book, okay? So yeah, what exactly is the book about, and how did you envision this, and how did you end up writing the book?
So it's a children's book about mirror neurons. Mirror neurons are a type of cell in the brain that cause us to imitate the people around us. And
Interesting.
I came to write about it because I was a mindfulness teacher in an elementary school, and in my training I learned a lot of cool things about the brain. And I just felt like this would be such important information for kids to know because it's all about empathy and it's all about like how you learn the things that you learn. And there's just no books out there about mirror neurons, and they're like a very special part of the brain. And actually, some of my students helped me write it. So it was, it, we wrote this like maybe 4 years ago, before the pandemic, and then I just never did anything with it. And then I got this message from Gnome Book Writing, and I was like, you know what? Maybe I should just do it myself because I really want this book to exist. So I don't know if you've seen this, but I sent to the sales representative a PDF that has all the words and my very bad version of the illustrations, but my whole vision for it. So it's all mapped out already.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for providing an insight on the book. And it's really a unique topic. I mean, I haven't seen any children's book in regards to this, you know, and I think it's going to be a great book. Now, the next thing that I need to know from you, and Kaya, is there any a specific deadline or time frame that you have in mind for the book completion?
No, I'm not working on any particular deadline. I mean, that doesn't mean I want it to take forever, but yeah, there's no particular deadline.
Okay, well, let me give you a rough time frame so you have a deadline in mind. It usually takes about 3 to 4 months, depending on the number of revisions, to complete a children's book. And the process will be divided into three separate phases. Let me explain each phase, and then I'm going to have you log into the portal too, okay? Okay, so first thing is the improvement of the content or developmental editing, you can call it. As soon as I see the PDF, which I haven't seen now, as I told you that I wasn't prepared for this call for 10 o'clock, that's the reason why I haven't reviewed that yet. But I'm going to review that and I'll let you know regarding the edits that are required on the manuscript after I speak to your editing team. So phase one will
Got
be
it.
improving the content. So wherever there is a requirement to include something or deduct something, just to make sure that it's presentable, there are no errors in terms of grammatical or punctuation issues. All that will be taken
Right.
care of in the first phase. We're not going to touch the illustrations until we have approved the content. So content is the
Okay.
first phase. Second phase, as soon as we have the content approved, we'll start working on the illustrations. Now, again, I haven't seen the illustrations that you have submitted, but we're going to keep that as a basic guideline for us if there is a need to improve the illustrations. So I will still confirm whether or not we'll be using your illustrations or
Oh my gosh.
creating the new ones. Okay, all right.
Definitely, yeah, definitely not using mine. I'm not an artist at all. I just roughly sketched out so you know what my vision is for what I want a real artist to do.
Okay, perfect. That is perfect. Thank you for clarifying. So we're going to use that as the base guideline in order for us to structure all the illustrations. So phase two will be the completion of illustrations. Once we have the content and the illustrations completed, one more thing, a book cover is included in the illustrations phase. So your illustrations and book cover will be done simultaneously in phase two. Phase three will be the final phase, which is the publication phase. So when everything is ready, we will go ahead and publish the book on the said platforms that are mentioned in your package. All right, and that is Amazon, KDP, and Barnes & Noble. Let me give you a time frame for that as well. Once we submit the manuscript to Amazon and Barnes & Noble, they take up to 72 hours to review the manuscript and let us know whether or not it's approved or if there are any minor adjustments required. Usually it has more to do with the bleeds or the trim size. Sometimes they just provide minor revisions like that. So there's nothing to worry about if you get an email from them asking to correct something. Once we do that, the book will be live accordingly. Now, one most important thing, Kaya, if you're sitting in front of your computer, I would like you to log in to the portal. So let me know if you're there. I will walk you through that.
Okay. I'm heading over to my computer now. I was not there. While I'm getting there, can I ask you the Amazon KDP platform, does that also include print on demand, correct?
Let me double check your package. Okay, your package includes publication services. It does not include any print-on-demand. I'm not sure if I got your question correctly, but let me explain how publication works. Your book will be published and live for a lifetime. So if anyone needs to order the copy, they can go directly to Amazon and Barnes & Noble and place the order.
Yeah.
On the other hand,
can I clarify my question? I don't want to waste your time. So, from what I understand about Amazon's platform is, once it's up there and somebody wants to buy the book, they have the option of buying it either as an ebook, like a Kindle, or getting it in a paperback, or getting it in a hardcover. And Amazon does a print-on-demand service to print those books.
Yes, that is absolutely correct.
Okay, perfect. So I just want to make sure that my book is going to be available for printing, assuming most people want the printed version.
Yes, of course. The two formats that are included in the publication package are the ebook and that's the electronic version, and the paperback.
Okay.
Okay,
great.
So that'll be taken care of.
And if I did want a hardcover, I think maybe I had read there was a page minimum, page minimum.
Yes, that's going to be a problem.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
See,
okay.
For a hardcover, I'm sorry.
75 pages. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, no problem. We can do paperback. So, all right, I'm at my computer. If you want to tell me what to do.
Yes, just give me a quick moment. I'm pulling up your account here, and then I will walk you through. Can I put you on a quick hold while I do that? Okay, thank you very much. Stay on the line. Thank you very much for being online, Kaya. Are you there? Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I apologize for the confusion. The portal is not really working currently, so I'm going to send you a direct email, okay? Is that fine?
Okay.
Okay.
Sure. Like, do you want me to stay on the line and receive it, or are we just not going to do the portal part?
Yeah, we're not going to do the portal right now. As soon as the technical glitch is resolved, I'm going to have you logged in. So I'm going to call you separately for that. For now, everything is sorted. I'm just going to send you a brief form that is for the editing of the book. Once I send that to you, all I need you to do is respond back to my email, with the third form, and that is pretty much it. Let me walk you through the timeline as well. The first draft that you'll be getting, it's going to be sent to you within 7 to 8 working days, because the team will need time to review the complete book, understand the concept, so that's going to take like a little bit of time. But after that, you'll be receiving drafts in every 3 to 4 working days.
Okay, sounds great.
So phase
and
one.
And are you gonna be like my project manager? Okay, and
exactly.
Tell me your name again.
My name is Ella.
Yeah, Ella. Ella. Okay. All right. Wonderful. And then how about like connecting me with an illustrator? How do you guys like ask me for some examples of that I like, or how does that process work?
Okay, let me explain that to you. First of all, the illustration team would be actually reviewing the concepts that you've sent in, and the team will also let you know regarding their opinion, whether or not they want to change that. Maybe they have something better to, pitch you. And if you like that, we're going to proceed with that. So first step of the illustration process will be confirming the concept of each illustration. So most likely you'll get illustration descriptions in order to do that. And once they are sent, if you would like to have a word with the illustrator in regards to what kind of illustrations you're looking for, we can go ahead and have that call session as well. But most likely you're going to receive a few samples to choose from. And then you can confirm which one you like, and they'll proceed accordingly.
Okay. Can I tell you, I told this to Ray, my salesperson, but I'm guessing it never reached you. There's a book called Your Fantastic Elastic Brain. And that is really my model for this book, and I love everything about how it's laid out, and I love everything about those illustrations. So I would love for your team to have a look at that book online.
Okay, who's the author for this book?
Let me look that up. It's called Your Fantastic Elastic Brain, and it's by Joanne Deek. It's J-O-A-N-N and then D-E-A-K.
Okay. D as in dog or B as in ball?
No, sorry. D as in dog. Yes.
Okay.
D-E-A-K.
Okay. Let me do a quick search. Your Fantastic Elastic Brain by Joanne D, PhD, and Sarah Ackerley. Got it. Okay. So this is basically the model. You're looking for something similar to this. I mean, something like this, right?
That's it, yeah.
Okay, perfect. This is a great help. I mean, this would actually provide some guidance to the team before they initiate with the project. So I'm going to share this with your team members, and let's see how that goes.
Wonderful.
All right?
Okay, wonderful.
Okay.
I really appreciate it. And then I'm excited for you to see the PDF that I sent, because it literally has a concept illustration and a description of what each illustration should be. So, for example, the first one, it says, my concept is that the girl is the main character in the book, so she'll appear throughout. So will the boy. My idea here is a mirror on the left page, a mirror inside the brains on the right page. Anyway, I just like go into a lot of details. So I think your team is going to be happy that there's already a lot that's been provided.
Okay, that is excellent. You have worked on this book for a very long time. Yes, of course.
Would it be helpful for me to send this directly to you?
That would be great.
Could you give me your email address?
Yeah, of course. Oh. Go ahead. You can note it down.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, that's going to be ella.james@nobookwriting.com.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, so send that over to me.
For you to see.
Yes, perfect. Likewise. Send it over to me. Let me review that with my team. I'm going to get back to you most likely sooner than eight working days, because if there is a lot of work is done in the manuscript already, so I don't think the team will be needing more time than 4 to 5
yeah.
working days to get back to us. So I will keep you posted.
I think you'll find, because I'm already an author. I have a best-selling mm-hmm. book called The Joy Plan that's out. I've worked, and I'm also an editor. I've edited three books. I'm a copy editor. So I think you'll find that my book probably doesn't need much editing,
mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of direction on the illustration. So hopefully it'll be an easier
Amazing.
Project than others that you guys have worked on.
Right. You didn't tell me that you already have a book. I'm going to pull that up and review that as well. The Joy Plan, correct?
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time, Kaya. I'm going to keep you
okay,
posted.
Thank you,
that
Ella.
That is all for now. And just look
okay.
out for my email, all right? And just in case if you don't find
okay.
it, check in the spam box, because sometimes when we're sending the first email, it usually lands in the spam box since the server that we're using, it's contacting you for the first time. So just check your spam
yeah.
box if you can't find it in your inbox, okay?
Okay, all right. I'm very excited to work with you. Thank
likewise,
you so much.
Likewise. Thank you so much once again, and you have yourself
okay.
a wonderful day. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Okay. Yeah, you too. Take care. Okay.
Take
bye.
Care. Bye-bye.